Shin Tzadi Aleph, Sif Aleph left off in the middle of the Sif. The Mechaber says that if you have two different Chatzeres, two courtyards, that Bat Yisrael, that Yiddish houses in the city, you have two Schiris Rishus. The Mishnah Berurah explains, even if each Chatzer was a separate Mavoi, so we don't say that each Chatzer by itself is like a Yochid B'Makom Achum, that's like a single Yid living between the Goyim. And we know the Loch is that if one Yid lives alone amongst the Goyim, does not have to do Schiris Rishus. In this case, we don't have to do Shtub Mavoi, Schiris Rishus. Rather, since these two Yiddish Chatzeres, Yiddish courtyards, are together in the same ear, which is Mukavas Chaimo, which has a wall around it, everything's considered like one big Mavi, and it's considered like there's two Chatzeres of Yisrael, and there's one big Mavi of the city, and therefore you have to Schiris Rishus from the Goyim. The only way to avoid this is if you have a Tzuris of Pesach, separating the two Mavois, or the Shnei Pasim, Pasi Chatzar, separating the two Mavois. But the mere fact that two Mavois in the same city does not separate them, and it's considered like you have two different Chatzeres of Yisraelim, and they ask on each other, you have to have Shtub Mavois, and you have to have Schiris Rishus from the Goyim. And the Mechaber says that it's not sufficient to Schiris Rishus from the Sarah ear from the officer that's in charge of the city. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that we're talking about Sarah ear, who potentially even owns all the houses in the city. And he just gave them over to the people in the city on condition that they pay tax. As long as they pay tax, now it's considered theirs. And the Sarah ear is no longer somebody that you can do Schiris Rishus from. And the reason is because as long as they pay tax, he has no right, no ability to throw them out of their houses. Even if he is legally in charge of the laws and the mishpat in that city, it doesn't make a difference. He has no control over the house. He has no ability to throw them out of the house as long as they pay tax. So then, you cannot do Schiris Rishus from him. However, the Rama says this is only the guy be doing Schiris Rishus if you want to be mitzi machnis from a goyish house into the Mavi, or from the Mavi into a goyish house. If all you want to do is carry Kalim at Star of Shabbos and our bottom Achatzeris into the Mavi and around the Mavi and back to our bottom Achatzeris, we don't want to carry in and out of a goyish house, then we could do Schiris Rishus from the Sar ear. Because the Derech HaMavi, the area where the Mavi is, that belongs to the Sar, he could move everyone out. He could, all the goyim that we need Schiris Rishus from, he could move them out. Mishnah Berurah explains he can move them out, put them elsewhere. If he wants to make a road over here, he wants to change the roadways, change the mavois, he does have control over that. Although he does not have control over everyone's houses, he has control over the mavois. There have been stories in the city of New York, in the Bronx, when the Cross Bronx Expressway was built, the government used their rights, eminent domain, and they actually threw people even out of houses over there in order to build a highway. They moved people, they replaced them, put them in other places. So here also, if the Tsar has the right to move people out of the Mavois and move the Derech HaMavi to other places, since considered he has rights. And in fact, if he has control to do that in terms of the houses also, it would seem that then you can do Schiris Rishus from him, even in terms of the houses, to carry in and out of the Goyish house. But for sure, to carry in and out of our houses to and from the Mavoi and not have a problem with the Goyim also own houses and Chatzeres in this Mavoi, Schiris Rishus from the Tsar ear from the government would work. Now, the Mechaber said that which he said you cannot do from the Sarah ear is only if the houses are not his, which we explained means the houses are not his to throw the people who are living them out as long as they pay tax. And also, the Mechaber says only as long as there's not a Rishus to use the houses. But if he has Rishus to use the houses, for example, when there's a war, if he has the right to put his soldiers and make them stay, allow them to stay in your house, in people's houses, then we could do Schiris Rishus from him. He has rights in the houses, and you can do Schiris Rishus both from the Sarah ear, the person in charge, or from Schilki to any of his employees, since he has the right at wartime to put his soldiers, put their weapons, store stuff in the Bat ear, B'Shas B'Chama, even if the owner of the house does not like it. And the Mishnah Berurah says that based on this, you can do Schiris Rishus from the Mamuna of the Melech, for people who work for the Melech as the king. He has the rights at wartime to put people and soldiers and weapons in the house of Neir. If they're not happy about that, that's the Dina Mechusa. Those are the laws. And if even a low level employee of the Melech, Ebn Avado Ketan, Mitzchir Lokitoy, and can do Mitzchir Zashus from him. But Mr. Burr says that's only from the kingdom or the department that has the right to do it. The Polizei, it means the police, and they run the government and they run everything in the Malchus. And even the lower level employees, you can do Mitzchir Zashus from them because they're doing everything that the Tzira Malch is being carried out to them. But for Anshechai Leisa, for regular soldiers, even the Reish, even someone who's ahead of the soldiers, or some sort of a general, you cannot do Schiris Rishus because he has no rights in this area. It seems that was like a whole different department. And for that department, you cannot do Schiras Rishus. Now, the Bir Loch brings in the Chacham Tzvi, he doesn't understand this whole thing, the fact that the king has the right to put Kalim there, put weapons of a Shas Bachama. Right now, it's not a Shas Bachama. So he has no rights in the bottom of the city, in the house. And therefore, how can you do Schiras Rishus from what right does he have on the Goyish houses? So he says, maybe we're talking about that this king, the Tsar, he has the right to start a war and to make a war with any neighboring countries or any neighboring cities at any time that he wants, and no one can stop him. So therefore, he does have the right to put things in people's houses because he can always make a war, and he makes a war, then he has the right to use people's houses. So it depends on the setup and the circumstances. Technically, in the United States, only Congress could declare war on the president can't, but the president could always declare an emergency, and on a practical basis, he could he can make a war, even if legally he can't declare war. The governors of the states also, they have the right to call up the the National Guard, each state has its own National Guard, even though it's officially on some level federal, it is in the hands of the local governments to call off the National Guard when it's an emergency, and they have various rights. So there's federal, the state, and there's rights of the local government to move things around. So all different factors could play in over here when it comes to Schiras HaShus from the government, in the case it's not practical to Schiras HaShus from every individual guy. So there are ways to do up Yisara here, municipal, state, federal, on all different levels. Also, Schiras HaShus sometimes done from utility companies, gas, electric companies. They have the right to go into people's properties, whether to read the meter or the pipes. There's a problem with the leak in the pipes. They have the right, whether you like or not, to go into your property to fix the underground pipes, to mark it off and to fix it. And therefore, it's questionable if they have the right to go in people's houses to Schiras HaShus, Lagabe, carrying in out of a guy's house. But Lagabe, the Chatzeres, the open areas, that would be like the Sarah, Ir, and the Ma, that we could do Schiras HaShus from them.